did not know. After all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Let's ride. You got to roll with the punches. Yeah, you got to go with the flow.
Hi, everybody. You got to roll with the punches. Our old friend Van Morrison. Welcome once again to Hibernian Radio. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan. The show is brought to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen over on Cicero Avenue. Hi, everybody. You know, St. Patrick's Day is not over. You might have thought it was, but it's not. And I want to thank everybody for coming out the last 2 weeks over here at Lizzie McNeil's, where we do the show every Wednesday night. We had a gas here the last 2 weeks doing our St. Paddy's Day celebration. But now we're going to take it into a different key. I do want to go back, and we have some video or audio that we recorded last week for the Cork delegation. They were all here in Chicago for the parades and everything. And actually, the Taoiseach was here too. But we taped some interviews with some of the dignitaries from Cork, as well as Johnny Wren and the mayor of Cork, and they brought 18 first responders with them, which is interesting because this is the show about first responders, Irish first responders, usually every week. So you'll hear some of those interviews later in the show. We also have an interview with Joni Madden later in the show, and you can hear that as well. But right now, we're very pleased to welcome a mother and daughter team, Moya and Brona Townsend. And they're here to talk up the upcoming Midwest Flocule.
Flocule, that's correct. Right? Yeah, yes. That's correct, yeah.
Moya, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Brona.
Hiya.
Moya is a two-time All-Ireland fiddling champion. And tell us, give us a little bit of the background on Brona as well, Moya.
Brona is 17 years of age.
Right.
And she's been playing the accordion from about the age of six. And we originally lived in the UK before we came here in the Midlands, and part of the Leicester branch of Coltis. And with that, Brona has won numerous titles in the UK, all Britain champion, and which has meant that she's been a finalist at the All Ireland numerous times. So she's been playing, and then she's been playing the harp since she was about 9-10 years of age. So she's got the two instruments.
And she was playing the squeeze box when she was five?
She was playing that. From about six, she pestered us to get her a squeeze box, as you call it. Pestered us, and even told us when we were at a FLA, we saw it at a FLA, and she says, "Mommy, don't." I said, "As you do to a mother child, go, I don't have the money."
Yeah.
And she said, "Don't worry, just put it on your credit." So eventually she got her accordion, and then the next thing was she wanted a harp.
Oh, yeah.
So we thought, right,
and
okay.
It's a beautiful harp, too. She has it with us.
Yeah,
tonight.
A Killarney harp, all the way from Killarney.
Nice.
So a beautiful harp, yes.
Holy cow. So you guys lugged that with you all over
the
place.
We lugged that everywhere we go.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So tell us, the big fly Kiole is coming up.
That's correct.
April 26th to the 28th. And we met Moya and Brona through our old friend Kel Cole. And the Murphy Roach School of Irish Music. They continually bring us great young talent, and we're forever in her debt, Kel. And tonight she's introduced us into these lovely ladies. What's going on? It's at the Court Plaza Hotel in Northbrook, April 26th to 28th,
That's
correct?
Correct, the Crown Plaza Hotel. So what it is, it's the Midwest FLA, so you have different branches of COTUS well put through there, through people like Brona, young ones from the age of, some of them maybe seven or eight,
yeah,
learn to play the music, different instruments. So you have tin whistle, accordion, fiddle, harp, you have duets, you have trios, you have ceilidh bands, you have group choirs. So it's a whole weekend, and there's also dancing as well. And what happens is these competitors, they will, hopefully, they'll be successful, and they'll head off to Ireland in August, where they play at the Flacule.
Oh, that's the biggie.
That's the big one,
yeah.
And that's where they'll be heading to. That's what they hope. But apart from that, it's a good chance to get together to see, hear a lot of good musicians, very
talented. So the general
musicians.
Public can go to this.
General public can turn up, yes. So
yeah.
It's the Crown Plaza for the weekend. It starts, I think, Murphy Roach have their website, so that'll on there.
Yeah.
But it starts on Friday afternoon, and it goes right through to Sunday. And I think it'll be my first time at the Midwest FLA, because we've just arrived here. in August. However, looking at how is Kel has advised, it's very similar to what we'd have in England, the All Britain FLA. So when I think of the competition that we have there and what's going to be here, it's going to be great entertainment.
And there are some amazing musicians here just in the Chicago area.
We have, since we've been here, I think we have found more music here than we have found in the Midland area that we live in the UK. So the talent coming through here in Chicago is fantastic.
I noticed Brona is now studying with John Williams, our old friend John Williams.
Yeah. She had an accordion teacher, Carmel Burke from Coventry, who still keeps in contact with us.
Okay.
And John, Brona, do you want to explain about John?
So my button accordion teacher in England was Carmel Burke and John Burke as well. And this was part of the Leicester Cultus.
Ah.
And now that I've moved over here, a few years ago we met John in a session and I've asked him to teach me some tunes and everything. So I have a lesson from him as well once a week.
You tell him Hooley said hi.
I will do.
He'll know who you mean. All right, let's get to the music. What do you say?
Okay, yeah, sure, it's fine.
So, folks, Moya is going to accompany her daughter. Moya is going to play the fiddle, and Brona, you're going to start out, Brona, on the harp.
On the harp, yeah.
Okay. What's the name of this first tune?
It's A Walk in Belfast.
A Walk in Belfast. Yeah. You're not far from you.
I'm originally from County Antrim. I learned my music through the Dunloy branch of Cultus.
Okay.
And my fiddle teacher, Tommy McGoldrick, was actually also an All-Ireland champion in slow airs. Unfortunately, at the minute, he is very, very ill. In a way, I'd like to dedicate this to him and to Mary.
Him. Yeah,
pray
for him.
Tommy McGoldrick. Tommy McGoldrick, originally from Resharkin, and he is basically they're just waiting on him. So, and I'd like to dedicate this to him because it is a slower one than when Brona will be playing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's Moya and Brona Townsend to play some music for us on the Hibernian Radio Show. Was absolutely lovely, ladies. Tommy McGoldrick would be proud, right? That was very nice of you to dedicate that to him. And we're saying thoughts and prayers for Tommy. We're going to take a little break here on the Hibernian Radio. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did. There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Hi, everybody. Your old pal Mike Houlihan. We're talking with Joni Madden. Cherish the ladies. We got a big show coming up Sunday afternoon at the Old Town School of Folk Music. And it's, what time is that show? 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's a good time. The ladies have celebrated a milestone anniversary of 34 years together since their first concert, January 5th, 1985. That's amazing for anybody to be that, you know.
I agree.
And how many people are in the group? How many ladies?
Well, first of all, it's lovely to talk to you. We're on the road with the 11-piece group in support of our brand new album, which is called Heart of the Home.
Yeah, we're going to play a tune from that. We're going to play Patty Mills' Fancy, The Eel and the Stink, and John Henry's.
You got it.
Yeah, we're going to play that cut from the album. Great stuff.
Yes,
go ahead, I interrupted you. The Heart of the Home is the name of the new CD. So is this like a rollout of the CD? That's what the tour is all about?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of material. But it's been going down a bomb, and we love to play the Midwest. And, of course, We're very, very excited to be coming back to Chicago. Wrapping up, we've been on the road now for about a month. We have 28 cities, it's been going so good though. Every night's great, I always think that the Midwest is what made us.
Yeah.
They're always a great supporters of us, and we love to come back to one of the hotbeds of traditional Irish music in the country. Lots of fans there.
Oh, absolutely.
Know all about Irish music for sure.
And know all about Joni Madden and Cherish the Ladies as well.
Yeah.
I know your cruise ship thing is a big deal. How's that going?
Well, that's going a ball. You know, I started this May the 12th to the 19th will be my ninth cruise.
Wow.
And we already have over 850 people coming.
Wow.
And then we're going next 2020 in October, we're going to go to the Mediterranean. But I bring 84, 85 musicians, singers, and dancers, and there's just a great time. People loving waltzing and jiving and set dancing.
Oh,
and
I can imagine.
Traditional music.
Blast.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm
and
very
what is
very,
it, like a week? A week on the boat?
A week on the high seas, and then it's $99 to drink for the week. So my people like they tend to like that one, you know?
Yeah. Now, are you from New York originally?
I'm born in the Bronx.
Oh, good for you. Yeah.
So
a lot of Irish up there, that's for sure. You know, 1985, I was still living in New York then. I lived in...
You're kidding.
No, in Hell's Kitchen I was living.
Wow.
In 1985. But that's the year I left, actually. But
fantastic.
And that was, what, 34 years ago?
Yeah, well, you know, we're all daughters of musicians. And on the road, I have myself, of course, on flutes and whistles. Mary Coogan's on guitar. I have Nollaig Casey out from Cork. Nollaig's an incredible fiddle player. She's out from County Cork. And then we have... Morella Murray, All-Ireland champion again on the accordion. Nollaig's an All-Ireland champion on the fiddle. I have Kathleen Boyle on the piano. She's from Glasgow, Scotland, and she's singing harmony vocals. I have Kate Purcell, just an absolute gorgeous singer.
Yeah.
I have Mark Murphy on percussion. Mark's from Newfoundland and played with us for many, many times, and we're just thrilled to have him on the stage with us. And then we wrap it up with three incredible dancers. I have Michael Holland, world champion. I have Noel Spillane, who is the current European men's world champion. And last but not least, I have David Gainey, and he's a five-time world champion step dancer. This guy is unbelievable. So, you know, but there's an 11-piece band coming to rock the house.
That's great. We're going to give you a great big Chicago falcha. Where are you? Where are you tonight, Joni?
We're in Minneapolis, in St. Paul.
Oh, okay.
We have two nights here. And then Sunday we'll be up to you for a nice afternoon show, 3 o'clock. And we have an opening act, a woman named Connie Caldor, wonderful folk singer, is on before us. So big ticket. Lots
it's a great
of people.
Venue, the Old Town School of Folk Music.
Yeah, you know, we love to play there. We absolutely love to play there, and so looking forward to it. So and then we have it's our last really final weekend. Then we just have a couple more gigs in New York area, Maryland, and then the gang heads back to Ireland. So it's been a great tour. The album is being so well received. We've done a ton of videos, and we just 25,000 views of our latest video put up a week ago. You know, of Glenn Keith, the song that Kate Purcell sings on the record. So people are loving it and enjoying it, and that's what it's all about.
If you need more information, go to the website cherishtheladies.com.
Yes,
and go see them Sunday afternoon. This Sunday afternoon, that's tomorrow, folks.
Yes,
the Old Town School of Folk Music. Over on the north side, and give Joni a great big Chicago welcome. Joni, best of luck on the tour. Thanks so much for visiting
Mike, thanks,
us.
Mike, thank you very much for chatting and let me catch up with what's going on. And big hello to all your listeners.
Absolutely. We, God bless you, Joni.
One of our great, great musical friends and comrades. And so, you know, we've had so many great friends in music, from Chicago and great friends there. So thanks. And I have to say hello. I have cousins, the Corbetts, out there. So. The only other cousins I have in America are the Corbetts in Chicago.
Hi to the Corbetts.
Hello there. So thanks for the chat, Mike.
Thanks, Joni. God bless.
Thank you very
good luck
much,
with the
buddy.
Tour.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hi, everybody. We had a lot going on the show this week, and I want to make sure I get the shout-outs in for our old pals, Dawn and Mike Courtney, over the Twisted Shamrock, 6462 South Central Avenue, the greatest bear in the Midway area. Or stop by Barney Callahan's and say hello to our friends Mary and Bernard at 10618 Southwestern Avenue, the perfect Southside Irish bar. Barney Callahan's, 10618 Southwestern. And don't forget our old pal Cliff Carlson. If you want friendly news, you want good news, and you want to get it in the news, an ad or whatever, get in touch with Cliff Carlson at cliff@irishamericannews.com or call him at 847-872-0700. Our old pal Cliff Carlson. And there you have it. We'll see you next week. God bless.
And we're back on Hibernian Radio. Yes, St. Patrick's Day is not over. This is our 12th show, by the way, for Hibernian Radio. Big shout out to everybody out there listening. Thanks so much for joining us. Right now we got 17-year-old Brona Townsend, who's in town. Well, in town for the next couple years. But she's also going to be at the Midwest Flock Hill April 26th to the 28th in Northbrook. So now Brona's going to play some airs or reels.
Reels,
okay. Have at it. Done, Brona. It was really, really nice. Get it? Really? Reels. We're here on Hibernian Radio with Brona and her mother, Moya, and they're getting ready for the Flock Hole coming up April 26th. So glad to have you guys here tonight. Now, you also have your daughter, Aoife, with us tonight. How old How old is Aoife?
Aoife is just turned 10 on the 18th of March.
Oh, good for her. And she's also a musician.
Yeah,
right?
She's learning the she's the tin whistle with Kel Cole's group and also the accordion as well.
Oh, good for her.
So, yeah.
Now, do you still play regularly yourself?
Yeah, I do. I do try to join in the sessions here.
Oh, good.
So I do try and and help with the kids out as well.
Yeah.
So I didn't really play for a while until my eldest daughter, who's actually at university in Edinburgh, she started playing the fiddle when she was about 8, and that's when I brought the fiddle back out again. So I have been trying to get back up to it. Yeah.
You sound great, kid.
Thank
I'm telling you.
Very much. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So one more. Okay. It's up to you, whatever you want to play, Brona.
Yeah, you can play the harp, Brona.
Well, she'll play that Killarney harp. It's a beautiful sound. Sounds almost like a piano. It's so clear, you know, crystal clear. She's on the Killarney harp. Brona Townsend. She's going to be at the Flack Hill up in Northbrook, April 26th to the 28th. She's a student over at the Murphy Roach Irish Music School. She also studies with her old pal, John Williams, who for many years was our chief music guy at the Crack show at the Irish American Heritage Center. I saw John actually over St. Patrick's Day weekend over. We was playing with Peter Brady and Jimmy Moore over at Plumbers Hall. And I got a little half in the bag and was singing along with him. Can you believe it, Billy? Yeah. Okay. All right. Now Brona has switched over to this kid's tremendous. Isn't he 17 years old? She's going to play the Killarney harp. Brona Townsend. Whenever you're ready, Brona. She's tuning it. She's checking everything. She's getting ready for takeoff. Okay. Nice, Brona. Terrific stuff from this young lady. Keep an eye out for her over at the Midwest Flock Hill up at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Northbrook, April 26th to the 28th. Say hello to her mom, Moya. And if you see our friend Kel Cole there, say hello to her as well. You're listening to Hibernian Radio. We're coming at you from Lizzie McNeil's. Every Wednesday night we're here. And every Saturday night, we're here at WSBC 1240 on your AM dial. Right after the show, you can listen to the Hoolies Hooli from 8 to 9. Also want to remind everybody, our TV show, our Irish Pub, featuring Katie Grennan and just a great lineup of Irish musicians and singers, is going to be on Channel 11, Sunday, March 31st at 11 p.m. Yeah, I know. DVR it now. Set your DVR. But Sunday, March 31st, Channel 11, our Irish Pub, you will love it. It's just a terrific show. And it's going to also play Tuesday, April 2nd at 4 a.m. Thanks for that one. So we're having a blast here on Hibernian Radio. Should we take a little break here, Billy? And we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Hibernian Radio Show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks.
Hi, everybody. Mike Houlihan here at the Cork Delegation Welcome Party here at Lizzie McNeil's. We're with Peter Lossberg. He's a first responder from where?
From the Skibbereen in West Cork, in Ireland.
The Skibbereen, yeah.
So Skibbereen, it's, the O'Donovan brothers, the Roars, might have put Skibbereen on the map in Ireland. So,
I remember those guys.
Not too far from them.
The twin brothers, right?
The twin brothers, yeah. Gary and Paul.
Yeah. All right, so are you a cop, a paramedic? What do you do?
No, what we do, so the civil defense, we're kind of a volunteer group. So we support the primary response agencies, so the police, so the Gardaí in Ireland, and the ambulance service, the local authority. So we support them and support community events. So we're trained up to EMT levels, and we just, it depends if there's a severe weather, we come in as well and help the community. So we're called on by like the police and the ambulance service to assist them.
So you guys are like backup?
We're backup, yeah. We're the secondary response to the primary response agencies as such.
Pete, may I call you Pete?
Pete, no problem.
One of the things we do is interview Irish police, fire, paramedics, Irish first responders here in Chicago, because I think they're the closest things to modern day mythological warriors. What do you think about that?
Well, geez, that's very honorable way of putting it.
You're the O'Sheens, the Finnegas, the Finn McCools of today.
The Cool Collins, yeah. Yes. No, that's very nice of you to say. But sure, look, we're all kind of in the same game, anyway. So, but it's, while we're here now, we're actually going to Chicago Fire and Chicago Police, and they'll show us their services and their way they do business. So. Good, you know, good to get a bit of interagency kind of look about how you do it, and you know, like that. The doors are always open in Ireland if you want to come back over.
How long are you going to be here?
We're here for a week. We just arrived about 2 hours ago.
Oh, good man.
To get us in the hand.
Yeah,
we're happy out. Right. Very welcome.
And you're going to be in the parades over the weekend?
We're going to be in the parade, yeah. We're going to be walking in the parade, a group of 20 of us.
That's great. Pete, thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay safe out there, okay?
Perfect. Great stuff. Thanks for talking to me.
God bless you, Pete.
All the best.
Thanks a million. Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan with Hibernian Radio. We are here at the Cork Delegation Welcoming Party. I'm here with John Paul O'Shea. He's a county councillor from the county of Cork. John Paul, welcome. Falchuk.
Thank you very much, Mike. It's great to be back here again this year. So we're looking forward to a great parade.
How many times have you been to Chicago with this?
This is my fourth year in Chicago now, so I've really had a great experience here when I was mayor myself back in 2016, and I've come back every year since, and this has been a wonderful, wonderful welcoming in tonight.
Oh, good. And you just got in this afternoon, right?
Yeah, we're just in a few hours. So we came from Detroit, where we had a great parade up there in Detroit last Sunday. And there's great friendships up there as well. We just signed a friendship agreement with the city of Detroit. And we're celebrating 20 years of our friendship agreement here with Cook County this year. So it's wonderful to be back.
And I see you brought some first responders with you.
Yeah, we've got some civil defense workers based in West Cork. So it's great to see the lads getting the trip out for the parade and make sure they're involved in the parade as well. So I think Cork is going to be well represented in the parade this year, is my view.
You know, one of the things we do with our show, Hibernian Radio, is we interview Irish first responders from Chicago, because I feel they're the modern-day equivalent of the mythological Irish warriors. What do you think about that?
That's great, and I think we're absolutely indebted, whether you're in Chicago or whether you're in West Cork, of the volunteers that's with the civil defence. So we're very much on the first responders. We're very much proud to have them out with us this year, and they're going to parade us well down the street.
John Paul, welcome. Thanks so much for coming again. Falcha.
Thank you very much indeed.
God bless you. Thanks. Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan with Hibernian Radio. I'm here with Niall Toomey from Cork. He's the first responder.
Correct. We're with Cork County Civil Defence. We're an emergency services organisation in the southwest of Ireland, and we respond to severe weather events and missing person searches in support of the main response agencies.
You know, one of the things we feature on our show, Hibernian Radio, is Irish cops, firefighters, and paramedics, because it's my belief that the first responders are the modern-day mythological Irish warriors. Will you agree?
That's an interesting take on it.
Yeah.
But I'd agree in that a lot of our volunteers work in the ambulance service, they work in the fire service, they're swift water responders, so they bring those skills with them, and they provide them to their local community in times of crisis.
So they're fighting in the war that never ends.
Absolutely, you're dead right.
Is this your first trip to Chicago, Niall?
This is my second trip. I was here 10 years ago again, and I must say, delighted to be back. I think a fantastic city, and what really sets it apart from everywhere else is the friendliness of the Chicago natives, which is brilliant. And all of our, we've a contingent of 22 volunteers here, I think 20 of them is their first time in Chicago, so it promises to be a great experience for them.
You're all very welcome, Falcha. Thanks, Niall, and have a great St. Patrick's Day here in Chicago. God bless you.
Gorav Mahagut. I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you, pal.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I am here with John Wren, the proprietor of Lizzie McNeil's and also Lake...
Theater on the Lake.
Theater on the Lake, and he's a proud member of the... What is it? Cook County what?
Cook County and Cork County Partnership.
And how long has this been going on, John?
It'll be 20 years in July.
20 years. That's terrific. You have a great party here tonight.
It's fantastic. We couldn't be happier to welcome the mayor of Cork, and there's 20 first responders here from Cork, as you know, Mike. I know you've talked to a couple of those guys, and it's just a great group. We've, through the years of the 20-year partnership, we've gotten to be great friends, and you know, it went from being friends to they're like family now. There's nothing more Irish than that.
I noticed that. You know, and even were treating me like family. It was terrific.
Yeah. Mike, you'll always be family.
You know, one of the things I was telling the first responders, and one of the things we do with this show, Hibernian Radio, is we feel that the first responders, the fire, police, and paramedics are the latter-day equivalent of the Irish mythological warriors. And they all identified with that because they're fighting the war that never ends. I'm glad they brought them.
Oh, they do God's work, really, when you think about it. They protect us all, and they're running in when everybody else is running out.
Yeah.
They're good to be commended, and it's really a thankless job that they need a lot more thanks for these days, that's for sure.
So you've been hosting these guys from Cork for 20 years.
Yes, yep.
God bless.
Loving every minute.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, have a great St. Patrick's Day. Thanks, Johnny. God bless.
Thanks, Julie. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Thanks. I'm here with Tom Conway, the Shannon Rovers. We are at the Cork Delegation Welcome Party. Tom, good to see you, pal.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
How many years in the Shannon Rovers?
I've got just about 32 years. I'm really enjoying myself.
And that's a long time, pal. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't say... I'm just talking, and I've got to say, one of the honors I've had in the Shannon Rovers was being able to play at Maureen O'Hara's funeral about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I got to say, we really had a really great time.
And now, are you a drummer? What are you?
I am a drummer.
Okay.
And actually, I grew up in the St. Rita Parish area.
Yeah.
And before budget cuts, they had a drumming class, but my mother wouldn't hear of it. My mother always told me, she says, "You're not playing any drums in my house." And I said, "Please, please, please, Mom." And of course, one thing led to another, and it never happened until I met somebody in the Shannon Rovers.
Who talked you into it to join in?
Actually, my brother-in-law knew a neighbor that was involved in it, a guy by the name of Dan Sullivan, and he just called me out of the blue one night and said, "Would you be interested in hooking up with the Shannon Rovers?" And I said, "What did you say?" And he repeated himself, and I was on the phone that night, and the rest is history.
And Tom, you don't see yourself quitting or anything anytime soon?
Not anytime. I'm a few years from retirement, but God willing, I'll be here for another 32 years.
And what do you do for a living?
I work for a heavy equipment manufacturer in the south suburbs, a place called Myjack, owned by a wonderful Irish family called the Lanigans.
Oh, great.
And we're very good to our employees and such, so we really enjoy ourselves.
Folks, when you're out on the St. Patrick's Day circuit, keep an eye out for Tom Conway. He's a Southsider. He's one of our own.
Thank you, Uli.
Okay, God bless you. Thanks.
You as well.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehy's took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hey, that was a lot of the interviews we did with the Cork contingent, the Cork delegation from Ireland. They were all here for the St. Patrick's Day parades here in Chicago. So great to have them. Every year we get to see them. And Shannon Rovers, Tom Conway, and, of course, Johnny Wren from Lizzie McNeil's, who's part of that Sister Cities campaign. But one guy who was one of the founders of the Sister Cities campaign was, of course, Bill Gaynor, and unfortunately he passed away just this weekend, God rest his soul. So I'm going to say to you, hey, Billy, you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I go by the window of Ken's or Rungs or Hearts, I know those great Irish saloons, I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, hey, holy, who died? And as I said, it was a very sad night, actually, last Wednesday night here, because Bill Gaynor was in hospice. His wife, Jerry, was here with all the kids, with Bridget, with Nora, Billy, Maureen, Mary, and Sheila, and they all talked about their dad that night. Bill was very proud of his Irish heritage. He chaired the Galway Chicago Sister Cities Committee and the Cork Cook County Partnership. God rest his soul, Bill Gaynor. Also, Mike Vaughn, who was the brother of Eamon Vaughn, from Vaughn Hospitality Group. Eamon and the Emerald Loop are our sponsors for the film festival. So our best condolences to the Vaughn family. His brother Mike was a native of Newmarket, County Cork, and a beloved husband of Debbie and the loving father of Emily and Abby. God rest his soul, Mike Vaughn. Okay, then last week we did Tom Sweeney. We didn't give him the credit he deserved because he was a longtime Chicago police officer. His son Brian is also a Chicago police officer. Tom proudly served on the aircraft carrier USS Intrepid. Just an amazing guy, and we wanted to make sure that we mentioned him again because of his son. His son Brian may be coming on the show in the future. So God rest his soul, Tom Sweeney. And okay, Kieran Norm Doyle from Lissy Casey, County Clare, God rest his soul, 69 years old, rest in peace. Kitty McCartan from Limerick, God rest her soul, the wife of the late Patrick and the loving mother of Teresa, Patrick and the late Mary Ann. Also John McCrory, 76,
from Derry City, God rest his soul. James Edward Denny, 86. He was survived by his caring and loving wife, Cher, and his children, Kevin, Patrick, Joan, Timothy, and Mary. God rest his soul. Jim Denny. Tom Hallisey Sr. from Local 134, 84 years old. God rest his soul. Tom Hallisey. Katie Moriarty, age 89, from Castlemaine, County Kerry, Ireland. She lived a full and joyous life surrounded by her four children, Daniel, who was retired Chicago Fire Department, Dennis, Jerry, and Mary. And everybody remembers her as a spontaneous and spunky spirit. God rest her soul. And she was waked at Sheehy's, where all the right people go. God rest her soul. Katie Moriarty. Also, Winnie Staunton from Tourmacady, a longtime resident of Addison Park. Winnie was 89. God rest her soul. Everybody out on the northwest side is from Tourmacady anyway. So, and then John J. O'Connor, age 82, from Tralee, County Kerry. Husband of 57 years to Mary, also known as Murph. The father of Linda and Maureen. Proud U.S. Army medic who loved his adopted country. God rest his soul. John O'Connor from County Kerry. And, believe it or not, that's the end of our obits. So we're going to wrap that up. Billy, we can close the crypts on that. And maybe we'll have a little piece of music with these people. We're going to take one more break here on the Hibernian Radio Show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at ConcernUSA.org. That's ConcernUSA.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Hibernian Radio. Great show tonight. So many different things going on. We want to thank Moya and Brona Townsend for joining us, and they're going to play us out. Two terrific musicians, and we wish you the best of luck at the Flock Yole coming up April 26th to 28th in Northbrook at the Crown Plaza Hotel. And we're just adjusting Brona's mic so she and her mother, Moya, can play us out on Hibernian Radio. Come by next week. We got another great lineup. We have amazing lineup of guests next week, and we hope you can join us. And so hit it, ladies.
Angels once. Face the ball.